I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, Chad. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Chad, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober. Just got off of work.
All right. Chad, welcome to Big Dummy. All right, you're going to do one on our men's room poll. Skydive, bungee jump, cliff dive, or heliski?
Well, I would say cliff dive because my wife wants me to go skydiving, and I've jumped off some cliffs before, so cliff diving.
Okay.
Well, okay, yeah. My wife wants me to go skydiving, so I'm picking cliff diving.
She'll pack the chute.
Yeah. All right, here's your question. What president's death in 1923 made Calvin Coolidge the president?
Oh, my God.
Are you just getting this news?
Let's see here.
It was 1923.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, wow, man.
He's dead?
What?
It's 23 right now, man. Come on.
Oh, yeah. 100 years ago. 100 years ago.
Yeah. 100 years ago. Let's go with Roosevelt.
McKinley?
Warren Harding.
Oh.
Warren G.
G. Harding.
Warren G. Harding. Sorry. I don't want to be confused with that other Warren Harding.
He's the OG. That's why Warren G took out his name.
Your eyes are turning brown, Ted.
I know, right?
Yeah, my nose is getting bigger, too.
All right, Chad.
Dude, credit to him if that's where it came from.
I know.
From.
Probably like, no, it's Truman. All right, your question. When going directly to jail, a Monopoly player is commanded not to do what two things?
Yeah. You cannot pass go, and you cannot collect $200.
Boom! Nice job. Nice
That's
job,
your Monopoly.
Chad. Very good.
Mom was get on the ground and reach for my gun.
Gave us a big W 206-803 round.
Come on, Dummy. We bought a different version. Hello, Andrew. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. Andrew, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, you get to do one. Skydive, bungee jump, cliff dive, or heliski?
Heliski.
Heliski it is. Could you ski pretty good?
This is.
I'm okay. By the way, I do want to interject that I want to thank you guys for my favorite day of the week. I love when you guys do Big Dummy. It's my favorite show of the week.
Oh, cool.
Now that you told us this, we're going to start changing the day we do it just to mess with you.
I mean, to your credit, I think we'd all agree. I think it's the best day in here, too.
We all learn something.
Yeah,
and find out how stupid we are.
And it's fun.
It is. It is.
This is going to blow your mind, Ted. His name is Warren Griffin III.
Huh.
I'll be darned.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, Warren Griffin.
But both were regulators.
Oh, there you go. There you go. That's a fact.
Yeah. Stamp it, Mike.
All right, your question. What was the first sport to be broadcast on radio? So technically, it's the first sport ever broadcast.
I know the Olympics were televised in the 30s, and I think it would probably be baseball.
Not a bad guess.
Basketball.
Boxing.
Boxing.
I knew it wasn't baseball.
That sound you hear is knuckles on another man's face. Welcome to boxing. Two shirtless men, sweaty. My God, I'm getting erect. All right. What was the first sport to be televised in the United States?
Oh, in the U.S. Baseball?
I was going to say boxing, if not.
There you go, really?
Right, exactly, yeah. Why not? Gave us a big W, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, brothers.
Hola.
Mike, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Stone, so not sober.
Stone, so not sober. All right, Mike, do one. Skydive, bungee jump, cliff dive, or heliski?
As a person who dislikes heights very much so, I would probably say heliski, but instead of two skis, I would replace it with a snowboard.
All right, we'll give you that. We'll give you that.
Okay.
It's like the only thing that seems to probably be like the only like a 20, 30-foot drop, and then you just get to enjoy your way down. Like you said, you flat on your butt.
I mean, you're scared that you're still on top of a mountain, like on top of a mountain.
But my feet are down.
Fair enough, fair enough. All right, here's your question. What was the first name of Julia Roberts' character in the Ocean's 11 movies?
I have not a clue.
All right, that's fair enough. Do you know?
Is that Tess?
Tess.
Tess.
Then she also played Julia Roberts.
Say what?
In the second movie in Ocean's 12, she played Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts played Julia Roberts?
Yeah, she played Julia Roberts, and then she played Julia Roberts impersonating Julia Roberts. Because that was she ended up being a part of the plan,
right.
You see. So that Julia Roberts was going to show up to this area. And she looked, Tess looked
a
stunningly
spinning image like
Julia Roberts.
Really, they did that in the movie.
They did that.
That's kind of funny.
I only saw 11.
Yeah.
That was a damn good movie.
A lot of people really crapped on 12, and I rewatched 12, and it deserved some of the critique that it got, but yeah.
All right.
Then 13 really brought it back.
All right, your question. On the Smurfs, what was the name of Gargamel's cat?
Doyle.
Doyle.
Snark, snark. I don't know.
Azrael. Azrael.
This is my cat, Doyle. I'm going to name my next cat Doyle.
I'm evil. This is Doyle.
This is Doyle.
All right, your question.
Doyle, knock it off.
What does fauna refer to? What does fauna refer to?
Family.
What's that?
Family.
Animals.
Animals. Animals. That is correct.
Because it's fauna and
flora.
Flora.
Mm-hmm.
Also sounds like a couple hot checks.
You're going to see flora and fauna tonight. All right, you're going. All right, your question.
Sorry.
What did Frosty the Snowman have for a nose?
A button.
Very good. Want to do one more?
One more.
One more.
I thought we were setting him up for the Frosty joke.
Hello, Lisa. Welcome to the men's room.
Where's the carrot?
Hola.
Hola.
Lisa, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
All right, Lisa, welcome to Big Dummy. What are you doing there in a men's room pool? Skydiving, bungee jumping, cliff diving, or hella skiing?
Let's do cliff diving.
Cliff diving. I'm down there with you.
I loved cliff diving when I was younger.
I did too.
When's the last time you cliff dove?
Probably about 15-ish years ago.
All right. And what's the highest that you've jumped? Roughly.
Just 30 feet.
Oh, just 30 feet. Yeah, okay, that's a three-story building.
I've done 45.
Yeah, no, thank you. Yeah, no, thank you. All right, Lisa, here's your question. What state is known as the Gopher State?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, I feel like I should know this. This is the first time I've played, and I don't know it right off the bat.
Oops. Sure.
Does the college nickname help?
Yes, it does.
The college has the Gopher as the mascot.
Golden Gopher.
Mm-hmm.
Golden.
I should know this. I don't know it. So let's guess somewhere in the Midwest. I don't know. Iowa?
Oh, close. Minnesota.
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 We just said that, Lisa.
What is that gopher's name? I should know
what,
that.
What, their mascot?
Yeah.
You're asking me?
I know.
You're so. Like the mascotologist. All right. Your question, what is the third smallest planet in our solar system? It is not Uranus.
The third.
Are we counting Pluto still?
No. Yes, the third smallest. It's not Uranus. Uranus is huge. So I've heard. I've never visited it, but that's what I've heard.
I didn't think the pictures got out. I'm sorry.
They're all over the web, dude.
All over the web.
I believe that. Let's say Mars.
Okay, so Mercury's one, Mars is two. It's either Earth or Venus. I'm going to go Earth.
Venus.
Shoot.
Venus.
Mm-hmm. Venus. Rhymes with penis, Lisa.
So that's a tiny one?
Oh, my bad.
It's a little bit smaller than Earth.
I was going to say, that's why I didn't get it, because it rhymes with something. Never mind.
Yeah, because it rhymes with penis. If it rhymes with penis, Lisa does not know the word. All right.
She doesn't know. Fine.
Your question? Ted will know this one. What meteorological event is traditionally tied to cows lying down?
Shooting star.
Wow. You are overthinking this. Rain.
Rain.
Oh, rain.
Just rain, man.
Boy, cows know a lot that's going out in space.
Shooting star, dude. Lay down.
That makes you feel better. So my mom wasn't too far off base.
But it is an old wives' tale, yes. But that's all what right. It's tied to that. So I knew you would know the answer.
People from Utahclaw always give me crap.
Eclipse is about to happen, man. The cows are laying down.
All right, your question. What rapper performs at the Mitchapalooza in the movie Old School?
Oh, my God. These are all the questions I don't know. I've never seen Old School.
Well, it was brought to you by... Stereo City.
He's currently, I feel like he's in a commercial for everything right now.
I just saw a truck go by with him and Martha Stewart on it selling our new wine.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is it Snoop Dogg?
Yes. There you go.
Indeed.
He's very good.
He's about Skechers, Corona.
He's got it all. Speaker City. Weed. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.